All right, guys, welcome back to the Market Abilities Podcast. Lucas, I got a subject for you today, man.
I'm ready.
It's a tough one, dude. You know, relationships.
Ooh,
I know. Yeah, man.
You can count me out of this one already.
Okay, all right, man. All right, man. But yeah, so I kind of, you know, got to thinking about it, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know, there's a lot of in college. There's a lot of relationships. There's a lot of like, you know.
Define relationships in college.
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know the truth. You know, they can be confusing. You know, you gotta go through the talking stages and then the dating and then you never know where it's gonna go through the breakups. It made me think. I was like, you know, there's something very similar to this, and I was like, man, that's actually really similar to marketing. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like to kind of like start off in sort of the beginning, you know, we can tie these together. Like, you know, when you first like walk on campus, for example, it's like, okay, so you first open your LinkedIn account. It's like you're
you to say LinkedIn.
Do we need to change? Okay. So pretty much you're just trying to like, you know, you're looking for that smoke show, or you're mm-hmm. looking for like that business that's like a, you know, a hidden gem, like someone who's, you know, just starting out but has the potential to be the next like Apple or, you know, whatever. I just kind of wanted to know what your process was, you know, not the smoke show one, but the thinking process of finding that gem company.
Find it like to invest in or
no, like just like how would you locate a business that you'd be interested in working with? Yes.
Mm, that's a really good question. Because like, I think for me, I really just rely on like simple networking, but then also I think so. Okay. I think there's two ways. Like I think really just simply putting yourself out there and saying, like going to your friends and family and being like, hey, I'm looking for this. Does anybody have any recommendations? Because personal recommendations go a long way. If somebody like personally recommends something for you, then, you know what I mean? Like you're more willing to go on a blind date with a girl or a guy if you're one of your close friends is like, no, you're going to love this person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you are like some random person on the internet telling you, hey, you should work with this person or whatever. So personal recommendation, I think, is a huge one. And then also just putting yourself out there and attracting the type of people that you want to work with and the type of businesses that you want to work with. Because I think if you are genuine and real and you're putting yourself out there, because it's interesting, just going back, we were talking about my YouTube channel, you know, right before we started, and I have gotten offers to work with people who I don't know and they don't exist, you know what I mean? But they're great and they're amazing. And it wouldn't have been like, they found me on my YouTube channel. Like they just randomly found me and emailed me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know if that's the answer you were looking for, but I think those two. Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, that's kind of an assisted or I feel like that's kind of like finding ways to get to said businesses. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, other ways, you know, more cold ways of doing it would be through, you know, cold email, you know, cold DM, cold call, you know what I'm saying? Or driving down your street and you see, you know, some business, you're like, hey, like that looks like it could be a good fit. Let me go in and talk to the owner.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a very good first step in kind of making that happen.
Man, gosh, I would hate that.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't get it, man. I don't know how you just coldly, like, you just call people.
Dude, it's
crazy.
You guys just got to think about the risk to reward. Like, the risk is pretty much zero other than, like, maybe, like, get lost. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's kind of the appeal of it. There's nothing to lose. There's only gaining. Mm-hmm. But then, so, like, after that, you know, you find said person. It's like, all right, like, you're trying to appeal to the business. You're trying to, you know, really show what you have to offer without being too overbearing, i.e. over emailing.
And not lying either.
Yeah.
Like not over like saying you can do all this stuff, but you actually can't.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay, let's say I'm, let's just do a little role play here.
Okay.
So I'm a small business gym that you found and you just want my business for sure, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me your pitch on why should I date you or sign that contract, man?
on why?
Yeah, why should I?
Man, I just really care about your business and I really want to see it grow. And I totally believe that if we work together, and you allowed me to work on your marketing, we could both grow your business together and even, you know, possibly talk about an expansion and taking it to a whole new level. You know, cause I want your vision to become real as much as I want my vision to become real. Mm-hmm. And so if we can work together, then I think we can make that happen.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do you mean what you're saying?
Totally. Yeah, because genuinely, especially in the marketing world, if we make a business grow, then they're only going to grow with us. Like they're going to have us do more and be more. And so that means we grow too. You know what I mean? And so that's why marketing is pretty, like being in a marketing company is kind of cool because if you help your clients grow, you're also going to grow because if they grow, they're going to need more from you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
And then there's, you know, the exclusivity of it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like that's a huge selling point, like being like, hey, I'm only going to work with, you know, one medical facility. I'm only going to work with one veterinary hospital.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of thing. Right. You know what I'm saying? There's a promise of, you know, commitment. And totally. I think that would sell really well. And, you know, if that, the pitch you just gave, if you mean everything that you say, man, then you know what? You're going to not have any issues. So, okay. So you got them to sign. All right. So they're on your team, you know, you're working together, creating stuff.
Committed.
Yeah, that's great. Committed. Locked in, man. Okay. So a year rolls by, that contract goes up, you know, you have the difficult meeting of being like, hey man, like, are we re-signing? You know what I'm saying? Sure. How do you keep that love alive?
It's gotta be like a weekly thing. Like, You shouldn't be coming to the end of the contract and be unsure if they're going to sign or not. Like, you should already be having those types of conversations 3 to 6 months before the because in all reality, it's like if you're underperforming for them, those conversations should be happening way before that. So whenever that contract is coming up, it either should be a no-brainer or you should be prepared to know that they're going to walk away and go with someone else.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's definitely, you know, you got to have the maturity in the situation to be like, okay, if there's, you know, a better fit, you know, obviously if you've had a year to work with them and, you know, you're really serious about, you know, what you do, like we are here at GM, it's like, you know, why would you go sign anywhere else?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But you shouldn't have to worry about that. It shouldn't even be a question when the time runs around.
Right.
You know, I think that's a big part of, you know, keeping whoever you're working with in the loop, you know, whether that be a phone call or a Zoom meeting, you know, weekly, monthly, whatever.
Yeah.
Daily. Right. Maybe not daily, but.
No.
You know, keeping it fresh, keeping it alive, you know, not just being like, all right, man, you signed the contract, so now I have you. Like,
right.
You know, it's a relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then there's, let's say, there's a fallout. All right. There's a fallout. Maybe not a fallout, but it's like, okay, we've decided to go another direction. Okay. Sure. I.e. they go said direction, doesn't work out, they're back on their own again. Okay. Yeah. So it's back to rekindling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's say someone said, or maybe this. This is a better scenario. Let's say that some random marketing company was working with the business that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And they just absolutely scammed them, screwed them.
Sure.
Screwed them beyond belief. It's like, okay, you give your pitch on why we would want you, but no, I mean, we've been burned before, man. Like, I'm not sure. Like, how would you respond to that?
Man, I would say I totally understand. It's happened to me too. I've been burned several times by some companies. It happens. There are bad people out in the world, but there are also good people. And then I think I would offer them a guarantee of sorts where it's like, hey, in 30 days, if I don't do what I said I was going to do, and if you aren't overwhelmingly happy, I'll give you your money back, and we don't ever have to do business again. Just giving that ease of mind of letting them know that, like, hey, if things really don't work out, you know, they don't lose anything except for their time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I think that, you know, obviously without being like super, you know, making promises you can't keep or anything like that.
Yeah.
that's where I think, you know, like the growing media system of like, you know, not binding you in a year contract, right. saying like, okay, we do it based off of, you know, what you need, mm-hmm. based off how it performs. Like, we're not going to lock you in something that's, you know, you're not, it's not fruitful for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Totally. I think that, you know, I mean, if someone is really greedy and they want that 1 year of money, that's whatever. But I would rather take the 10 years and really, you know, show if you're confident in what you do.
Sure.
If you're confident in what your business has to offer, there should be no issue in doing, you know, month long things.
Right.
So, yeah, I think if you're like, all right, you know, I get it, man. I think that we should try this 1 month. I'm like, you know, put in a stipulation. We have to hit X amount of numbers. If we hit those, you know, then let's actually, you know, go back in together. Mm-hmm. If not, you can walk.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also like, especially for people who have been burned or hurt, you know, just letting them know that that communication is open and you're, you know, you're welcome to communicate with me whenever you think something's weird or off. I think that's a good thing because that, especially when you're talking about relationships, like communication is such a big deal. And if you don't have it, then that's when things start to fall, really, really fall apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's definitely the biggest thing is just, you know, keeping in touch because, you know, you're never really annoying them by letting them know like, hey, you're doing good or you're doing bad.
Exactly.
I'm sure as, you know, a business owner, you're probably sitting there wondering like, okay, like what's happening? Like, what am I paying for?
Yeah,
for sure. But anyway, okay. So the final like stage that we're talking about the hardest part, man.
Yeah.
The breakup, man. That exit strategy, when to know when to let go, okay? Yeah. So, you know, this is where you recognize the red flags, where you, sorry, I'm reading off ChatGPT. I'm just kidding. And you kind of learn from the experience. You know, it's having the maturity to say like, okay, like we just weren't a good fit.
Yeah.
Which is very possible. You might be better at doing marketing for a shoe store rather than, you know, a taco stand. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's all niche. You know, certain people do better with different environments.
Yeah.
And it's having the maturity to not be like, you know, like money, money, money. It's, mm-hmm. it's about like, okay, you know, we work together. The numbers aren't there. This isn't going the way I want it to go. You know, I feel bad for keeping, or I would feel bad keeping you in here knowing that I'm not sure if we can hit, you know, certain goals.
Yeah.
With that being said, you know, obviously don't like pull the trigger, like rush to like, all right, man, like, you know, y'all go on and do your own thing.
Right.
But at the same time, I think you should definitely be mindful and not everyone, even if they are like, yeah, I'll sign the contract. Not everyone's a good fit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because you need to think about your sanity and their sanity equally. Because like, if you guys, you may be really good at what you do for them, but if you guys don't like, if you just don't get along, or there's like something weird where you guys just don't see eye to eye and everything, it's totally okay to just walk away.
Yeah,
you know. And it's like, it's okay to let go of that money because I kind of work from the standpoint of like, if there's somebody I feel like I really shouldn't be working with, but money wise, it makes a lot of sense. I will let it go because I work from a place that God's always got something better for me. Whenever I see something that I really shouldn't be doing, mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. It's,
if it is less money.
Yeah. It's having the maturity to, you know, delayed pleasure, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like mm-hmm. the instant gratification, but it comes with a lot of backlash down the line.
For sure.
But I mean, yeah, man, I mean, we pretty much just went through the whole relationship. So, I mean, unless you got anything.
When do we get married?
Wait, it was marketing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my fault, man. My fault.
Sorry, sorry.
You messed up. All
right, it's very confusing how you worded everything.
All right, y'all. Well, you know, this has been Market Abilities, where we live, laugh, love, learn, develop, launch, and we'll see y'all next week.
See ya.